This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest, G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania, representative and chairman of the House Ag Committee. We'll talk about the recently passed 2026 Farm Bill out of that committee. But there's problems in ag country. Jackie Fatka is with CoBank.
A lot will depend and hinge on what is planted this year, how it's planted, what kind of decisions producers are making to maybe try to pencil out a little bit more of a profit if they reduce some of their inputs on things. So there's a lot at stake this year. For corn producers, this could be entering into the fourth consecutive year of commodity prices not covering returns. How long can that continue? And those are some of the things that we're going to be watching this year.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable G.T. Thompson. He represents Pennsylvania and represents agriculture as chairman of the House Ag Committee. Chairman, welcome back.
Hey, Tony. Thank you so much. It's always great to be with you.
Well, I hate to say I missed it. I didn't miss the 20-plus hours that it took to get it done, but I was not in D.C. as you passed the House Ag Committee passed a 2026 Farm Bill. By the way, congratulations.
Wow, thank you so much. It was, but the congratulations, I think, Tony, needs to go out to all the folks in farm country. You know, it was what we debated last night and what we eventually passed with bipartisan votes really was a product of traveling the country. You know, 43 states, one territory. Really over 150 listening sessions. We really did this in a tripartisan way, bringing Republicans and Democrats and the key stakeholders of America's number one industry, which is agriculture, to the table.
And the fact is this farm bill is obviously more than just for farming. I mean, a big portion of it involves nutrition, but you've got rural development in there. You've got so many different titles. Is it possible to ever end up with a perfect bill?
It's challenging. There is 12 titles, like you said, and there's so much work and so diversity. I mean, you get conservation title, we've got the commodities title, the energy title, credit title. And then at the end of the day, we have the miscellaneous title for all the things that kind of do not fit neatly into the first 11. This bill, though, is I actually think this is an outstanding bill. What it does for our farm and ranch families, our forestry families, and quite frankly, our rural communities. When you look at broadband and the opportunities for rural economic development.
Well, bipartisan for sure. It's you've got bipartisan marker bills included. I listened in on the amendments, and quite a few amendments that came from the opposition or the minority, the Democrats on this. How important is that?
I mean, it's really important. Of the 82% of the marker bills had bipartisan co-sponsors. So out of 181 marker bills, there was 141 bills that were solidly bipartisan to start with. And that's, that's important. Now, we had some bills that and some amendments that were offered that, maybe just weren't quite right. They were going to violate the role of a budget neutral farm bill or they would cause harm to the agriculture industry. But myself and my team were willing to work with those members and try to refine. We worked very hard to refine those amendments so that we could find a place for them within this farm bill. And that's the way the process should be.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton, the Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Special guest today, Honorable G.T. Thompson, Chairman of the House Ag Committee. All right, passed a farm bill out of committee. And I'll be honest, a couple of times surprised when I heard you speak up and say, I support this amendment from a member of the other party.
Well, I think we do a great job, but we have to, right? There's a lot on the line, because what we're doing is trying to provide the supports, the environment, you know, for the American farmer to be successful, and for rural communities to be able to thrive. And so there's a lot on the line, that we have to make sure that we get this right. And doing it that way is, as I like to say, in a tripartisan way, right? Republicans, Democrats, but making sure that we're listening, to all the folks of American agriculture, that, I actually think the Agriculture Committee is a pretty special place. It's got a long history of bipartisan work, and I think we sold, to some degree, a great portion of that last night.
Well, you saw that with 7 members who joined every one of the House Republicans on the committee in passing that. And you could have passed that through without any members from the minority there, but getting 7, that's pretty strong when it comes to bipartisanship, and nearly twice as many as you had when you passed the last farm bill through the committee.
No, that's right. And we had two vacancies last night on the Republican side. So sadly, the seat that was held by good friend Doug LaMalfa, who passed away here just a little over a month ago, I believe. And that seat had not been filled yet. And then also sadly, Jim Baird was not able to make it. His wife had passed away just over the weekend, and so he was home with family. So, yeah, the final vote was 34-17. Kind of a 2/3 vote. I'm very pleased at the end of the day.
We're talking with the chairman of the House Ag Committee from Pennsylvania, G.T. Thompson. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turn roads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest, the Honorable G.T. Thompson. He's the chairman of the House Ag Committee. Okay, you've got a farm bill now that's passed through the House Ag Committee. Actually, your second one that you've done now. What's the path forward for this?
Well, I think the Agriculture Committee has always been forward-looking when it comes to the folks that we represent, the industry that we really serve, the hardworking men and women of agriculture. Starting in 2000, speaking of, you know, former Chairman Lucas, 2014 Farm Bill, we really did some good things on forestry. Certainly, we started to do some good things on specialty crops. It was a good, really good Farm Bill. And in 2018, when Mike Pottaway took the reins as chairman, we improved on those. And we continue that tradition with this Farm Bill. This probably at this point is the best Farm Bill for specialty crops, for row crops. Because when I talk Farm Bill, I include what we did back in July. Increasing those reference prices, investing over $66 billion, the investments in animal health, decreasing the cost of the crop insurance, the conservation rate, adding to the baseline of conservation by 24%. So I think my opinion is that we were always dedicated of building on prior success to achieve new levels of excellence for the American farmer.
Well, and now that you've got this, you obviously need the Senate to come up with some kind of a bill. And then once it passes the House, passes the Senate, you go to a conference committee to work things out. This is not something that can turn around quickly, but can it be done before this Congress gavels out?
Absolutely. We're on a good course. We're just now still in the beginning days of March. I think we have plenty of time. Originally the House leadership had mentioned that if I could be successful with getting a bill out of committee that maybe a markup before Easter, but I think we're going to get that as soon as the schedule will allow. I don't know if we'll meet the Easter mark or not. We've had some weather delays, this past couple weeks here in Washington, which has put us behind, but we need to do a prompt bill. I know that Senator, my good friend, my former Bible study buddy, Senator John Bozeman, is looking forward to us sending this bill over to him. I think we have plenty of time to get this done, and I think there's an urgency. This needs to be done as soon as possible. This addresses a lot of the issues that our farmers and ranchers have been facing, with inflation is down, but those inflation the past couple of years have really hurt our farmers. Some market disruptions, input, availability of inputs that they need. I mean, there's workforce. I mean, there's just a lot, and so. That's why this is not a bill that we could ill afford to drag out to the end of the year. This is something that we need to get done as soon as possible.
Final thing here for you. A touching moment where you offered an amendment for a former chairman of that House Ag Committee. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I had, it struck me. I've worked with David Scott. David was the chairman of the committee. He was my ranking member. He's so passionate about the 1890s institution, scholarship, program. And he was a real champion for it. I guess I sort of surprised him last night. I offered an amendment, and that it was the name, the 1890s Educational Institution Scholarship Program, after him. And I think that's very appropriate. He's one of three members that have that graduated from 1890 institutions, historically black educational facilities that do great agriculture work. And so definitely took him by surprise when I offered the amendment.
Again, he's the honorable chairman of the House Ag Committee from Pennsylvania, G.T. Thompson, and this is the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton, the Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
USDA's March crop production report featured sugarcane production, with the end-of-year projections recording an almost 1% year-over-year increase in cane production for sugar and seed, the highest annual production for cane since 2022. There was, however, a 4% production forecast decline for the previous month. Record high production is forecasted for Louisiana. National sugarcane yield, however, for this year's crop is also down 1% from the prior year. With domestic crop production forecasts in March not contributing to the U.S. supply and demand estimate, minimal changes were noted on balance sheets, with the exception of a one-nickel increase in the season-ending average price of wheat, now at $4.95 a bushel. Notable news from the various world commodity ledgers includes a 1 million-ton production forecast decrease in Argentina for corn due to dryness and uneven rainfall in key production areas. I'm Rod Bain, reporting in Washington, D.C.